It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, Jordan.
Oh, I just found a valuable lesson. Learn a valuable lesson, did they say? Never do a software install during a break. I closed the little one.
So how long is it going to take before you
back up? Well, the computer screen with the little apple tells me 42 minutes for
me. Okay, good job.
Here's what confused, because I asked you during the break, I said, oh no, did your laptop crash? Yeah. It's a terrible feeling.
Right.
It was terrible. No. You're like, oh, no, it's just restarting.
No, it's just a little update. I thought a normal, you know, like 11.1.3.4. I thought it was,
Here's what's funny about this.
Apparently, this is a major software. Oh, well, look, we dropped to 34.
You use your laptop for work.
Everything, yes.
On the air.
Right now, during the show.
So you chose to do an a software update during your freaking show.
Hour number two, we will have Shots Fired with Brian and Ola East. That's coming up next segment. But pizza, real simple, you will toss out four topics, maybe five today, as in, how stupid am I?
Well, there you go. Brian and Jason win.
Yeah,
Gus is an idiot.
There you go. We're down to 33 minutes. We're good. We're fine. No worries. We'll talk NBA playoffs, take a look at the games from last night and tonight, and really some of the storylines developing overall as well. Saints, day two of all-season workouts.
I feel like stretching right now.
There you go. Pepito yesterday showed up in the black and gold outfit there. Was
really
nice.
My leotards.
Yeah, the headband.
Yeah,
it
sweaty.
Was nice.
A little
ready
sweaty.
To go.
A little stained.
Coming soon, OTAs. May 22nd through the 24th, the 29th through the 31st, June 4th through the 7th, that's Tuesday to Thursday, and in minicamp, 12th through the 14th, Tuesday to Thursday. Those have been open to the public in the past. Your first chance. Your first glimpse to see quarterback Lamar Jackson. No, I'm kidding. I don't know.
I don't know.
Maybe Baker Mayfield throwing some pass. I don't know. Tight end Hayden Hurst?
It's possible.
An edge rusher?
Maybe.
Or, as Brian would say, a guard.
Why not? Worked last time.
Would you agree with me it will not be a kicker?
You don't know that.
Oh, come on. You cannot be on Pepito's side here that it's a possibility.
Tampa picked the kicker last time.
That's it.
Told you.
That's it.
If you pay attention to my mock draft.
Really? What are you on now? 13.6?
Close. Good look at you paying attention.
Uh-huh.
13.5.
Yeah.
You're close.
You're so full of it. Anyway.
What do you mean?
We're going to be talking.
They're available in hardback copies.
What are you looking at? Oh.
31 minutes.
31 minutes. We're doing well. I'm doing well. Be ready to go round 140.
You're dumb.
What?
You're so dumb.
I should probably read the next time.
I'm so disappointed in you right now. Who does a software update on a laptop, on their work laptop during the work?
I thought it was a quick one.
Can't you wait till you get home?
No. Got things to do when I get home.
Like what?
NBA playoff games to watch. I got to cook dinner. I got a toddler that runs around.
All that stuff can be done while this updates.
Yeah, you think I do.
Because your computer's just so active right now.
Yeah, well, it's fine. I don't need the computer. It's all right here.
Okay. Whoa. Well, I feel comfortable. I feel so confident now.
New Orleans sports legend Gus Kattengill.
Yep. There he is.
Can't play that anymore.
Why? Oh, that's true. There we go. Give me some hoops music.
No.
I want some hoops
music. I want some hoops music from your computer, Gus.
I don't play the hoops music from my computer.
Oh, weird. You can't. Cause
see? Now you're... Stop it.
Hey, can you look something up for me real quick? No?
Really?
Disaster.
You know what? Coming up this hour.
Gus, you still have that file on your desktop?
We will have.
I don't see it.
Do we do Jazz Fest tickets this hour or next hour?
Let's do it this hour.
This hour. You'll hear the sounder, the little stinger. It's not now. It's not now.
You sure it's not now?
It's not now.
Okay.
It's not now. Do not hit it. It's not now.
It might be going into break.
No, you're not. What are you dialing? It's 800-998-1003.
800-998-1003.
It's not for you. Not for you. Or anyone else in this room.
Hey, just make sure it's Brian and Nolan North.
Gotcha.
If
I'm back.
And Trace and John's player.
And win, or you don't, we will have a pair tomorrow. We'll have a pair Thursday. We'll have a pair Friday. Each day this week, we'll do it. Little hoops music for you, because something interesting as we get ready for the Pels and Trailblazers, we'll break it down a little bit. Daniel Salerson in shoot around right now. He felt bad, and he had to hop on the bus. 2:45. he's going to jump on, right? When everything is done and everything.
He's a good man.
He is a good man. He did it. All right. Brian, what are you wearing right now?
I am wearing a Pelicans jersey. The Anthony Davis 23, as a matter of fact, in white.
Mm-hmm.
Got a little Pelicans undershirt
and,
on. Pelicans hat.
What, you got Pelicans hat.
Yeah.
So you got Pelicans gear.
I do.
And you also have an Anthony Davis jersey.
Absolutely. Why not?
Yeah, well, the NBA releasing the top-selling jerseys today. Here they are. Number one, Steph Curry. Shocked? No, I don't think so.
Not really.
LeBron James, number two.
Makes sense.
Kevin Durant, three.
Okay.
Giannis.
The Greek Freak.
Four. The Greek Freak. Kyrie Irving, five. Russell Westbrook, six. Kristaps Porzingis, seven.
Why?
Yeah. Who has a Porzingis jersey?
I think it's because of his last name.
Is
just
that
looks,
what it is?
It looks cool on the
Maybe
jersey.
Maybe Porzingis on it, mate?
I guess. Maybe okay. Because he's a foreigner and they're buying jerseys overseas.
Joel Embiid.
Makes sense.
James Harden.
Okay.
Of course. MVP probably this year. Ben Simmons. Two Sixers in the top ten.
Wow.
Kawhi Leonard, 11. He didn't play at all
playing.
This year. Has not played a game this year at 11.
Crazy.
I don't want to hear San Antonio's that big of a market compared to us. Come on, stop it. Lonzo Ball, 12.
That makes sense. He's got big fans
really?
In Lithuania. Never lost.
Do you know when he... Well, okay. Actually, I did... Ooh. I did see a Ball jersey or two at the SKC.
Undefeated. Never lost.
What are you talking about?
That's LeVar Ball's, like, key phrase, dude.
Damian Lillard, 13.
Okay, I can see Dame and
yeah, look, Portland.
Yeah. That's all they got.
That's their Saints.
Yes.
Okay? Klay Thompson, 14. Jimmy Butler, 15. Now, that's the list that's all the NBA provided, so I don't know where Anthony Davis is. But he's not in the top 15 selling jersey players of the NBA. I'm asking you, this isn't a shot fired yet, but I'm asking you, why do you think Anthony Davis can't sell jerseys to the point we can crack the top 15?
Because this is the first time in years he's been in the playoffs.
Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid have not.
No, but they've been hyped. Joel Embiid is
Lonzo
big on
Lonzo Ball
social
has
media.
Yet to be in the playoffs.
Hyped. Anthony Davis does not do anything.
Kristaps Porzingis is not in the playoffs.
Foreigner, New York market.
Actually, he's hurt a lot this year. He did not play much.
Foreigner, New York market.
Okay.
And he has two big loudmouth guys that go on air almost every day and talk about how great the Knicks should be.
Okay. Kawhi Leonard didn't play at all this year.
That one, I'm baffled. I can't. I mean, I have no answers there.
Did he buy his own jersey? I mean, I'm just.
You know what? Maybe it's because of all the rumors and stuff traded around him that maybe you better get one while you can because Kawhi might not be with the Spurs next year.
I mean, again, Steph, James, Durant, I hear it. Yeah. Giannis surprised a lot of people nationally.
Yeah.
That he's the number four. Again, so I threw out there on Twitter at ESPN Radio NOLA, which I would love to be able to tell you about some of the responses.
Really? Why can't you?
I can in 15 minutes. I can in 15 minutes.
I can do it now, but I'm not going to.
Okay, but here's the thing I asked out there because it's true, right? Do you have Pels gear or not? Do you have an Anthony Davis jersey or not? And then I put comma. Do you own Saints gear? Do you own a Drew Brees jersey?
I do own all of the above.
I do as well. Oh. Now, I don't have an AD jersey. I have a Cattingill jersey, the team. You know, maybe.
Why? You don't play for the team.
It was a gift.
What number?
It was a gift. 17.
So you have your own jersey.
Yeah.
I was thinking zero.
Not 17. It's my number.
Zero with the turd on the back.
Okay.
That would hit.
That's not my jersey.
Number one seller.
It says Cattingill, spelled correctly.
You sure?
Yes.
You spell it yourself?
No, it was a gift for Christmas. Somebody gave that to me.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah. So, what I'm saying is I'm ready to go on whenever they need me to. I got a jersey. I got the deep blue jersey.
So you're waiting for your 10-day contract.
Hey, I'll take a day contract. A day contract prorated off of a 10-day, I'm good. I can promise two things. I'm going to drive as fast as I can, hopefully get fouled, and I can make one or two, if not both, free throws. I can shoot the free throw.
No, I saw you play ball.
Okay, no, but I can shoot a free throw.
No, the ladies just
and
totally
two,
into
I
that
And two, I get
series.
Six fouls, I will use them all. Charles Barkley would be proud. That I can promise you.
Will you use them all like when the first minute you're out there?
I will kick. I will do whatever. Hey, no one's driving on me.
Can you go Jeff Van Gundy and just kind of like grab somebody's leg?
I'll two-hand shove you right into the camera well.
You do realize
I'll make
they're,
Sports
like,
Center.
They're like twice your height.
Yeah. So?
Maybe even twice your weight.
Hey.
Well, maybe not your weight. But.
Hey. Wait, what is it? What? Anyway, back to my point. Hey, Peter, do you own Saints gear?
I own Saints and Pelicans gear, no jerseys.
Okay, no jerseys. I know a lot of people aren't jersey people, but I'm talking about like college shirts or things of that nature. Now, one thing that we have discussed on this show before, and I think somebody tweeted or texted us this or even made a phone call about it, it's not as accessible perhaps as Saints gear. You can pretty much go anywhere, right? Mm-hmm. I would say, is there a grocery store in the city that you can't buy, whether official Saints gear like Nike or stuff like that, or something that has the Saints logo on it, though?
I mean, pretty much
like
no.
Like your Winn-Dixies, your Rouses, or like, there's Saints gear.
You can go anywhere.
You can buy a shirt or something, right?
Definitely.
Especially during the season, you'll see it right there in the front.
Yeah.
You do not see Pels.
No.
I can't think of a grocery store in Metairie, New Orleans. And correct me if I'm wrong. 800-998-1003 or tweet at me that you
there are
have
only
seen
two teams.
A Pels anything.
Two teams you'll find.
Okay.
Saints, LSU.
So,
that's it.
Yeah. Now, you can find LSU.
Yeah.
You can find Tulane gear at a grocery store.
Every blue moon.
I've seen that. Yeah. No, I've seen them at Rouses and at Winn-Dixie. I've seen them. Okay. Tulane stuff, like a shirt or something like that. Rouses has it.
Okay. Yeah, the Tulane shirts. I've seen those.
Yeah, I've seen those. I know Academy has that section.
Yeah.
You'll see, I think I saw Tulane too, but you see LSU.
Yeah.
There's a Pels and there is a Saints section because I was looking to get Carver little Pels gear.
The major retailers
right.
have it, yeah.
But just Academy.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say Dick's has like a rack.
They do have a single, like, it's maybe a single
yeah,
rack.
Yeah, it's like a single rack and it's like an Anthony Davis jersey.
Yeah.
But it's not like workout shirts or shorts. I could be wrong. I could be wrong. Other than that, you have to go to the store at the Smoothie King Center. Why does, like, PetSmart, I mean, I go to get Einstein's food stuff. They got Texans gear.
Yes.
They got, like, a mini Texans jersey for dogs.
Yes.
They had no Pels. They got the Saints. They got LSU. They got Texans. Why is the Texans anywhere near here? You go to Walmart.
Oh, yeah. Walmart has an entire section.
They have other teams' gear.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm trying to think of Target. I don't think Target
has
Pels gear.
No, I've never seen it in Target.
I have seen Saints gear.
Never seen Pels
I've
gear.
Seen
in
LSU
I could be wrong
gear.
About that, but I've never
yeah,
seen
I have
it.
Never seen Pels. But again, so a lot of it is maybe do that now. You have different shops, you know, like Black and Gold shops, stuff like I think they have their section as well to do it. But for the most part, you don't have a lot of stores that probably have the access. So again, not that it's not accessible. There is 41 games at home.
Yes.
But unless you go to a home game, you don't go to an area that has it. And look, that store is fabulous. They have stuff from Carver size to Pepito to you to me, the ladies. They have racks of women's gear, you know, toys, bobblehead dolls, balls, things to drink stuff out of, cook with. So that store is solid.
Yes.
My point is, unless I drive down there when it's open or go on a game day, I can't go. Like, if I go to Lakeside Mall here in Metairie, does Champs and Foot Locker even have Pels stuff? And if they do, again, there might be like a sports store over there by Penny's.
Yeah.
That might have like a jersey or stuff. I'm talking about like when you go to the team store, there's shorts, there's sweatpants, there's socks, there's... You know, I love the Anthony Davis socks.
Yes.
I mean, there's all kinds of different gear that you can do there. Now, again, am I wrong to say, well, where else would you do it? But my point to you is this. When's the last time you bought anything Saints at the Dome?
Oh, goodness.
Exactly.
I mean, if
do you even have merch? I'm trying to think of where the merchandise store is in the Dome.
It's on. I know it's on the top level when you the concourse level.
Okay, but that's what I'm saying.
That's it.
Do you know?
I don't even know the hours.
I don't even know the last time somebody has gone to a game and bought Saints gear there.
No,
because you can go grocery stores.
Yes,
your Target, your Walmarts, Sears and Penny's, and all those places. Right.
Yes,
they have
everybody.
Saints gear. So my point is, I think that's part of the reason when you look at this list. Which is the next one I'm going to get to, top-selling teams. Golden State 1, Cavs 2, not surprising. 3, the Sixers. Again, this is their first playoff in a long, long time, and they've been the process for a while.
Yes.
But they bought in droves, apparently, this year.
Yes.
People bought it, excited, haven't been in a postseason. I can understand that. Embiid, Simmons, those are exciting players. We're good. The Lakers 4, it's La La Land. Boston 5, I get it. Milwaukee 6.
Small market, Milwaukee.
Yeah, but they must be all in then.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Giannis is number 4 out of 15. And the team is number 6 in the NBA in selling year.
Speaks volumes.
They fired their head coach midseason.
Early in the season.
Right.
Yeah.
The Thunder 7. Again, only ticket in town. Knicks or the Knicks. The Bulls, they stink, but it's Chicago.
It's the Bulls.
I get it. And 10 is Houston, and they're the top team in the West.
You know,
I was surprised by any of that.
I was thinking of this. You're talking about jersey sales and everything, local stores. I was thinking, what's the local store that has all the jerseys? Viking Luke on Twitter just reminded me the Black and Gold Shop in Vets had all of that.
Okay. Yeah. So that's I'm saying.
Saints, Bells, LSU,
store is what
all
I'm getting
of
at. I'm trying to think of the West Bank. Is there, but
no.
My point is, to what I'm getting at, is I think one of the things limiting, and because I do see way more Pels gear than I ever had.
But also, most people shop online anyway.
Yes.
Okay, there you go.
I mean, I don't buy anything at stores for the most part.
See, I got to try stuff on, though.
Here's the thing I think that kind of ties it all in. You can buy online, but something has to spark your interest to go online and go and find it.
Right.
And I think that's the problem. You don't see Pels gear in the store, so it doesn't spark your interest.
So it goes back to winning. If you win, there's an excitement, there's a buzz, right? That will get you to do those things.
No question.
Okay.
Got to win.
Because I love the Pels gear, man. I really do. I love the colors. I love everything about it. But again, it's no contest, the amount of Saints stuff to the Pels
stuff. You can go to a gas station and find Saints gear almost at that point, man.
So that's what I'm getting at is I think what's going to help is it becomes more available. And I'm not just talking about like the officially licensed Nike stuff or Adidas stuff that you have or something like that nature. You're going to have to, as you just said, go to the convenience store, you know, over here, the little Quickie Mart or whatever across the street, and there's a Pels shirt.
Yes.
Or a Pels koozie.
Yeah.
Or something of that nature for it to grow like that. But Milwaukee's the one that kind of surprises me.
Mm-hmm. How much time you got left on your laptop?
We are rocking. We're ready to go. Look at that.
Oh, look at
you. Yeah.
Now Gus has all. Now Gus is a sports guru.
Well, now that I've signed in, now I got to answer sports questions legend. To get going. So I'll answer these questions when we come back. It'll be shots fired.
Oh, I can't wait to beat you,
Dallas. Me, Brian and Ola East. It's real simple. It's First Take. It's Around the Horn. Different version. You get to chime in and help out the argument. If you think he's losing or I am losing, help our argument. Call in. Tweet us. Give us a point to win the argument. We'll do that next on ESPN New Orleans. Coming up at 2:30, touch them all. Timmy Grubbs will talk the latest on Cakes Baseball and the top Major League Baseball storylines. But each and every Tuesday in the 1 o'clock hour, we do a segment called Shots Fired. That's actually two segments.
Yeah.
You and I. Four topics. Pepito throws them out. People can...
Wait. Who's you and I?
What?
Who's you and I? You said you and I.
I said Brian and Ola East and I.
Yeah, radio radio is it's audio. It's not visual.
You know what?
Yeah,
anyway.
You can't see me.
You and I, Brian and Ola East, and Gus Katten.
That's why you're a pro, man.
We will go through four topics. Pepito will toss them out. You can be a part of the conversation and argument as well. Help me beat him, or you can help him beat me. Either way. You can call 800-998-1003, or you can tweet us as we go along. Pepito, let's begin.
Topic number one, Need for Sneed.
Just before I start... This beatdown has been brought to you by water. If you're thirsty, drink it.
Stop it.
But Need for Sneed says, okay, Willie Sneed now showed up for off-season training and stretchy and all of that stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
He has up until Friday to sign with another team, but he has yet to sign his restricted free agent tender. Do you bring Willie Sneed back? And if you do, what happens to anybody else that wants to play wide receiver?
I think it's a question of does Sneed have anywhere else to go. Team gave him the tender, 1.9. That's what he's going to play for. If it hits Friday, nobody else has given him an offer. The Ravens, the only team that I know that he's visited, and nothing happened there. I have no idea what happened. 2 years ago, this guy was a possession receiver, third downs, and you saw in the Vikings game, the Saints don't have a chance to blow the game, as a lot of people like to say, because Marcus Williams...
Yeah, that whatever happened.
That doesn't happen if on fourth down... And what was it, 12 or something? It's like at least 4th and 10.
Yeah.
Breeze hits Willie Sneed near sideline for a first down. His only catch of the game, by the way. They didn't throw to him. It's not Willie Sneed's fault. Stop with the hamstring injury.
Yeah.
Stop it. I don't know what happened. Call it a dog. Because if that's the case, then shame on you. Because you held a player that could have helped you, that dropped you as a team to 19th and 3rd down. So, Look, I don't know why, but we've seen this with the Saints. I don't want to know if you want to call it disrespect, if you just want to say this is business as usual. They did the same thing to that position sort of type receiver on the team called Lance Moore.
Yeah.
Lance Moore wanted a multi-year deal. They kept giving him one-year deals. They kept giving him low-end tenders.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, seriously, I mean, that was this was the... He's been compared to Lance Moore, Willie Snead. They're treating him like Lance Moore. I mean, this is what it is. So, look, if I'm Willie Snead, I know one thing for sure. I do have trust. I do have rapport. I do know this offense. I do know I can do it. I know you're unhappy. I get it. But, dude, did you really honestly think some team was going to get you a big deal? You didn't play last year. They didn't throw you anything. So, come back. Make the most out of it. At the very least, if Dez Bryant or another receiver that comes in the draft starts challenging you, make your plays. As Sean Payton always likes to say, you're putting film in preseason. You're putting video and film on for other teams. Maybe other teams are worried that Sean must know something that I don't know. Maybe you're not healthy. Maybe you have an issue. Come out there, make the preseason your regular season. Somebody will pick you up if the Saints don't keep you.
Here's how I'm going to look at it. I'm going to look at it from the Saints' perspective. Why do I need Willie Snead?
Oh, here we go.
If he comes back, he comes back. If he doesn't, he doesn't. But why do I need Willie Snead? I've got Mike Thomas. We all know you can't guard Mike.
Right.
I've got a deep threat in Tay Ginn. Of course, you'll need an eventual replacement, but Willie Snead's not going to be that guy anyway.
He didn't play that.
Correct. So he's not going to be that type of receiver.
Right.
I just signed Cam Meredith, who's another 6'3", 6'4", beast that can get open as he can play slot and he can play on the outside. I still have guys in the fold like maybe an Austin Carr who very much fits the same mold of a Willie Snead. I still have guys like Trayvon Darrell who's a second-year guy I want to see. And I can always draft another wide receiver. Hell, I can grow a wide receiver in the backyard from the Saints because that's what they do. So why do I need Willie Snead? They technically don't need him. And last year, even if you want to say the red zone and a third down were a problem, Willie Snead could have helped that in some regard, but guess what? We still got to the second round of the playoffs, and we did it basically with saying we don't need Willie Snead. Do you really need him? No, find you somebody else. If you really did all of that to the guy, you obviously don't want him. Let him go.
I just want to know why you just won't be obvious here. Just come out and say what you want to say.
Brandon Coleman needs
to
come back.
That's what I was going to say. I knew it. This had to do with Brandon Coleman. Pepito, I'm up for nothing. Topic two.
No, we should go to break first.
All right, well.
Did you not see the hand
gesture? Apparently this is your show. Sports Hangover. We'll be back with topics two, three, and four. No, you're right. It's 1:30. It's time to break.
You're right. Yeah. Go to break, Gus.
You're listening to ESPN New Orleans. Ah, yes. Already up 1-0. Goosey versus Brian Enola East, and shots fired. Pepito, Corey wants to chime in on the conversation. Corey, what you got?
Hey, how y'all doing, gentlemen?
Good, man.
I gotta agree with Brian Enola East.
Oh, that's all the time we have for Corey.
To me, I think it's going into the offseason, I don't think Peyton said what he said about the primary focus. He said he wanted a receiver. And the thing is about it that you look at the roster pretty much saying that Thomas is pretty much the main man. And I guess ever since Willie Snead got that DWI, he's been the same. And like I said, if he confidence in this game, if he confidence as a player he is, why not sign nowhere else? That leads me to believe that, guess what, you're a system player, and I guess Drew got you looking good, and, I mean, that's just pretty much the bottom line. Why not go out and get a receiver that pretty much can get the job done? Let's not kid ourselves. Drew Brees don't have too long left, and the receivers last year, they couldn't get separation. And whether it's Willie Snead, Tag Hand Jr., or pretty much Brandon Coleman, the only one was doing it is Mike Thomas. Get your receiver, and let's get this ball rolling.
Yeah, smart man, Corey. Smart man.
Corey,
my brother.
I never said that you couldn't upgrade. I'm just,
what happens.
One more thing about.
Go ahead, man.
Can I say something about the playoffs?
Sure.
I still see the playoffs winning six. But, Gus, the only problem I have is that, I mean, Chuck Diallo, he looked like he was a deer in the headlight out there. I mean, I don't think he was pretty much ready for the big-time stage. If I'm Gentry, I would pretty much go towards the veteran Okafor, at least to have that presence back there, because Diallo, he didn't pretty much look good at all.
No, that's definitely one of the things. I mean, look, a lot of times when you're not ready for it, we'll see how he adjusts in it. And you're right, Okafor did not have a minute in that game. Thank you, Corey, for the phone call. Appreciate it. Do what Corey just did. If you want to add to the argument, you want to help Brian, you want to help me, all you got to do is call 800-998-1003. We'll put you on, or you can tweet at us at ESPN Radio NOLA #2.
Topic #2, deal or no deal?
Mark
Ingram is in a contract year. Guess what old Double Deuce did? Got rid of his old agent, got him some new ones. Is that a big deal, a little deal, or no deal at all, Goosey?
Look, how do I respectfully tell Mark Ingram we appreciate for everything? I mean, we really honestly do. The level of growth, maturity shown last year to welcome in Alvin Kamara after the team in free agency went and got Adrian Peterson, after coming off of a year in which you rushed for 1,000 yards, instead of people patting you on the back, it almost seemed like they were ushering you out. Problem is, you follow that up with another 1,000-yard year, 1,500-plus, right, all-purpose. You're showing you can do the screen pass. Best year ever as a Saint in receiving the screen pass.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, again, a mentor. You held press conferences together with Alvin Kamara.
Oh, yeah.
Who's now probably the best offensive player on the roster.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe. Happens to play your position.
Oh.
And we all know you're not getting younger, and at running back, your productive years are going right now. This is the last year of your deal. It was a good move by Mark Ingram to go do that because he's going to have to negotiate a brand-new contract with another team next year.
Wait, what do you mean another team? Did you just say Mark Ingram won't be here next year? Why do you hate Mark Ingram?
I do not hate
Mark
Ingram.
You hate him because he went to Alabama, don't you?
That has nothing to do with it.
Absolutely. You and your LSU bias.
Uh-huh.
You're out of your mind. Mark Ingram isn't going anywhere. And do you know why he's not going anywhere? Because he's not like an average 29-year-old running back. He doesn't have that much wear and tear on his body. He missed a few seasons early because he was a little off-injured.
Right.
But when he finally got in, the Saints switched to that more of a zone blocking scheme, a one-cut-and-go Mark Ingram is a dangerous thing. And have you heard of angry Mark Ingram?
Yes, Mark Ingram.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mark Ingram.
Yeah.
That's exactly why you keep him, because you can't pay him a smaller deal. Did he get a new agent? Of course, because he wants to make sure he gets the best deal possible, and he wants to make sure that the Saints know he's very interested in staying, but hey, it ain't going to come.
Oh, is that what that was?
Of course.
By getting new agents, that's letting the Saints know that he wants to stay here?
Absolutely.
It sounds more like he's letting the Saints know he wants a big deal. The last deal was 4 years. $16 million.
Yes.
4 years. Are you paying him more or less than that?
You're paying him less.
You're paying... Whoa, wait a minute. You're paying him less?
Yes, you're paying
exactly.
him less.
Does he want less than that?
He's going to take less than that because he's a team guy.
Oh,
he's shown
team
this.
Team guy, huh?
Shown this.
Team guy. He's going to take less.
Absolutely.
For the team.
Why not?
That's why he just hired a new agent?
Yeah, of course.
My friend.
Somebody has to negotiate. Did you see all the flack Richard Sherman caught when he didn't have an agent?
Mm-hmm.
Negotiated his own deal?
Ask you this. Why would it make sense if Darius Geist is at 27 to take him?
Take Darius Geist?
Yeah.
Why would you take Darius Geist when you already got Mark Ingram?
I saw some mock drafts that had it, and some fans are saying, you know what, if he's there, go ahead and take a chance. Why would people say that, though? Because they love LSU.
No, why would they
football-wise,
say
Football wise, why?
Football wise, because they feel like Darius Geist can be much of a compliment to Alvin Kamara, just as Mark Ingram is, but here's where it doesn't make sense.
Why?
Because the Saints have always found running backs just like they found receivers in the backyard.
Bingo. So why would I pay a running back who's towards the end of his career?
Because
he's given me 3,000.
We're not talking about a rookie possible bust. We're talking about a proven commodity. Mr. Double Deuce, 1,500 yards last year.
Again. I applaud that. I respect that.
Applaud and push him out the door?
I'm not pushing him out
the
door.
We should take notice of this attitude.
I am just letting him know that while appreciative, business is business.
Oh, no, it's business.
And in the coming years, Michael Thomas needs a new deal. Alvin Kamara, Lattimore, Williams all come up for a new deal in the same year. Ramchek, add him to that new deal. Pete, we just exercised his fifth-year option. He is coming up for a new deal, Andres Pete. I need to shave some money where I can. And look, I'm just saying, if you were 25 or 27, I might think a little differently.
He has the body of a 25 or 27-year-old. He doesn't have miles on his body.
He's going to do
wonders kick the tires
for another team that needs a running back for a year.
He isn't out of gas. You can still kick the tires. I mean, you know, it is what it is,
okay.
But...
You know what you've done?
Said a lot of force quotation.
No, I tell you what. Based on what you just said, I will say, look, I love you. If you're willing to come back and sign a similar deal.
You know what? You're amazing. You want to keep
similar deal.
You want to keep Willie Sneed when you got 30 receivers that can play, but you want to get rid of Mark Ingram.
I didn't say keep Willie Sneed. It depends on Willie Sneed can get somewhere else, because I still think he can help you, because you don't have to pay him anything more than $1.9 million. What I'm saying. And in Mark Ingram's case, you know what? You're right. Here's my sign of respect. $4 million. Less, great. But he's not. He just hired a new agent, which means that he wants more than that. And
why don't you just tell everybody honestly what your problem is?
No problem.
He went to Alabama. You haven't forgiven him since,
have
you?
That's nothing to do with it.
LSU bias.
All about fitness. Thank you for.
You lost badly.
Oh, no.
You lost badly.
No clue. Topic three.
Topic number three. What's Sean smoking?
Apparently, Sean Payton had a little interview session. Mm-hmm. Came out and told everybody he's not too high on the quarterbacks in this here draft.
Oh, really?
Really? Mm-hmm. We're going to ignore the idea that you have a man crush on Baker Mayfield. We're going to ignore that you told everybody that Lamar Jackson is pretty much, you couldn't stop cheesing up the place whenever you talked about Lamar Jackson. But you're telling me you feel uneasy if you have to draft a quarterback, one of these top quarterbacks in the draft. Is this Sean being Sean, or is this a smokescreen out of control? So what's Sean smoking?
I'm sorry, I can't really talk because I have a gas mask on right now because of all the smokescreen that's going on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, I can still see you. I don't know if you can hear me or not, but I am in a gas mask because the amount of smoke that Sean Payton is blowing in this here studio is almost unbreathable. If you honestly believe that Sean Payton feels uneasy, doesn't trust, believe in any of those guys, well, then you must have, I don't know, amnesia or something because, as you mentioned several times this offseason, he has mentioned by name a couple of quarterbacks that he absolutely likes. And it's Baker Mayfield and Lamar Jackson, who we just talked about in the owners' meetings. Now, you could also turn it around and say he's using that as a smokescreen. He wants people to believe that they're going up. He wants people to believe they're looking at quarterback to take the... Look over there. Look over there, the silly monkey playing with the cymbals. And he's really targeting an edge pass rusher, a tight end, making sure that people think the Saints are going quarterback in that situation. Or you could also be casting out a line of teams saying, hey, do you want to move up? Do you want to move back? And then, sort of like they did last year, if a quarterback is there, I think they take him. If a quarterback that they like isn't there, they'd be more than happy and completely fine to go get a Lattimore or Ramchick or whoever's best available.
You know what? I hate to agree with you.
What was that?
I hate to agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
And I won't.
Oh,
the setup.
Had me
the setup. This was Sean put this into the makings a long time ago. That's not a smokescreen. He doesn't like any of the top guys. Do you want to know why he doesn't like any top guys? Because the top guys happen to go like this. Sam Darnold, Josh Rosen, Josh Allen. He doesn't like them. He didn't say he doesn't like the mid guys, Baker Mayfield, Lamar Jackson, maybe a Kyle Laletta, not maybe even a Mason Rudolph. He didn't say he didn't like them. He said he'd feel uneasy if he had to draft at the top of the draft. You know why? Because that was 3 straight 7-9 seasons worth of talk right there. Nobody wants to draft at the top of the draft, except for the Cleveland Browns, who seem to do it annually. Sorry, Joey. I know you're out there listening somewhere. Doesn't matter. Here's the problem. Sean's not blowing no smoke over there, Gus. He's not having a wacky tobacco session. Nah, that's not what old coach is doing. Coach is telling you exactly what he means. He's not going to draft a guy like Josh Rosen, Josh Allen, or Sam Darnold. But he didn't say anything about Baker Mayfield. He didn't say anything about Lamar Jackson. That means Sean's telling you exactly what he's going to do. Trade up to number 11 with the Miami Dolphins, and he's going to take his guy, whether that be Baker Mayfield or Lamar Jackson.
Well, you see, you were doing so well until you brought up 11 with the Miami Dolphins. The Miami Dolphins need a quarterback.
Yes, they do need a quarterback.
Yeah, they're not going to get out of that spot in case there's a quarterback there.
Oh, really?
You know,
The Raiders.
What a shame.
Maybe even the Bears.
Bears are high. That's 8.
Yeah.
I think the Raiders a little bit more.
Well, reason why I say the Dolphins is because Bill Barnwell of ESPN decided he was going to put out a little mock draft and do the trade.
Okay, what do you got?
He says that the Saints are going to trade the number 27 pick.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Hill, tight end Josh Hill, your favorite guy.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's the Pito's Josh Hill. Are you ready to give up that jersey?
What?
Okay, exactly.
Exactly. And next year's first round pick to move up to number 11 so they can draft Baker Mayfield. Now, I know you happen to be a Baker Mayfield guy. I even know that you don't even like Josh Hill very much.
I
can't wait till he sees you at practice so I can tell him.
I didn't say I didn't like him. I said,
Should we play the 3rd and 1 again? The
no!
Exactly.
It was 4th and 1. I will never forget it. What even 1? It was like an inch. All Breeze had to do was snap the ball and fall 4. It's a first down against the Jets, and he did an end around a hill.
You seem upset.
Time to go to break. When we come back, we will do...
Why are you so hot about this?
Topic number 4. I'm fine. I'm not hot.
Who cares?
Wow.
Why?
We're good. A little spicy over there, aren't
you? Oh, we're good. I'm up 3-0. Can Brian salvage the shots fired segment by winning 1? We'll do that next on ESPN New Orleans. Apologies to Brian and Ola East, as I'm now up 3-0. This segment, Pepito, Topic number. What do you give me that look for?
I mean,
what's the look for?
In my head, you're not winning.
You're losing pretty badly. In fact, you tried to call an audible just now. You were losing so badly.
You call an audible. Topic four.
Topic number four. Monday Night Football. Y'all hiring or not?
Well, see, you called an audible right before.
Yeah.
So you set me up for pizza. What we're going to talk
about.
Monday Night Football.
We'll do this. So we can talk about that topic.
Oh, we had another
hour.
Topic.
No, we'll talk about
it. Oh, thanks
the top
for telling me, Gus.
Because we'll do the NBA playoffs here. I'll stay with LeBron.
Yeah.
I like this. Go ahead.
Well, Monday Night Football. You're hiring now because it seems that they can't find anybody that wants to take over for Monday Night Football. You lost John Gruden because he's now making $10 million a year coaching for the Raiders. You know what? I got the perfect pair. You and Pepito. Monday Night Football. Because I can't wait to see you try to pronounce some of those names. Pepito just cracks on you the entire show. Now that's must-see TV.
That's the broadcast right there. Brian wins the game already.
What are you talking about? I haven't even given my take on air.
Go ahead.
Brett Favre tried out.
Yeah.
Failed the screen test.
I mean, I bet he would. He likes to send pictures of screen things all over the place.
Stop it. You see, there you went. Why you got to bring up Jen Sturger? He has nothing to do with this.
Just saying.
Or actually, probably that's one of the reasons ESPN kiboshed this already.
The Silver Fox was out.
Okay, here's the thing. What?
The Silver Fox was out.
I don't know what you're talking about. So here's the thing.
Look it up. Google it.
What?
Silver Fox.
I honestly have no idea what you're talking about. Point is... Is there anybody at ESPN that kind of gets you to have to sort of watch? The Sunday show's terrible. And again, no offense to the lady. It's just
bad.
It's just bad. The Monday Night Crew's not too bad with Susie Kobler and company.
Right.
Right? And I thought about Steve Young.
Mm-hmm.
But he's got his own style. I don't think he wants the hours and stuff that puts into it.
Yeah.
But John Gruden was making, what, $10 million?
Yeah.
$10 million, which is why that's what the Raiders had to pay him. If you could almost do the combination. The best segment on the Monday Night Countdown show is when Charles Woodson and Randy Moss go hang out with the tailgaters.
Yes.
Honestly. So maybe both of them in the booth. Because Randy's kind of the energy. And Charles Woodson actually is not a bad analyst.
Yeah,
he's just kind of dry and sort of talks like this a little bit too much to where I don't know if he would be a good color commentator when it comes to that. But here's my thing. It's maybe an indictment of where ESPN is. It is not a very...
entertaining program anymore?
I mean, they have, 40 analysts? I mean, they have
problem.
A ton of analysts. I don't like anybody really on NFL Live. The Brewskis and all. I'm talking about to be that guy... I don't know. I wouldn't know, honestly, who to pick in-house to the point where they're going now for, like, Booger McFarlane, and they're giving everybody
the
a screen
problem.
Test.
They're going – they're trying to take somebody from
and
a
And nothing's
different...
wrong with Booger. I just – no, but – I mean, you're taking people from the college scene. So if you're going to do that, what about Herb Streak and Chris Fowler?
No, none of them. You know why? Because they're not good at – Fowler and Herb Streak are good at what they do. But don't pull somebody off of SEC Network. No, stop trying to do this in-home thing to where we're just going to move guys around and, you know, we'll take you off of this show, put you on that show because we think it'll work. It's not going to work. Here's what you do. Now hiring. Put up a sign. Find you some talent. Make a show of it. Make a show. Next Monday night host. And now you get ratings pulled in. And now the people that they vote to be the Monday night host, guess what they do? They follow you to Monday Night Football.
I like that.
By the way,
now
I want
hiring.
My publishing if it happens.
I like that. Now hiring.
There we go.
Okay. Give me a suggestion that you would put on the show. You're the caster. You're the producer. Who are you sending out invites to?
Who am I sending out invites to? I don't know. I mean, you probably do some of the hot local TV guys.
I'll tell you what. The NFL Network has some folks.
If you want
to pull them away.
Pull them away from – I mean, if you want to do some local guys, like I said, do a challenge with it. If you can't – do somebody on an interim basis this year.
You know who's not bad getting better? And again, he's just starting into it. Your boy, A.J. Bush.
Reggie's pretty good, man.
I mean, again, I don't know if he's ready for that.
I don't think he's ready for that, but he's getting pretty good. I think Tony Romo was a great hire on their end. But, I mean, you know what? Maybe do what you got. Maybe try to pull a Kurt Warner or somebody like that. Do somebody because the two things you have to
Warner
have.
Warner said to be like a top five.
You have to have somebody that's good-looking on television, and you have to have somebody that's knowledgeable. You put that combination together and you do well, but the problem is they also have to be entertaining, and that's what some of those guys are lacking. They're not entertaining. Do a challenge. Do something. somebody on an interim basis this year. Then you pull everybody
make
in
with social media. So
make it a social media thing. Involve everybody in it. In fact, like I said, I just want my publishing when you do it because this is an ESPN program and I need mine.
Let me ask you this. Does it have to be a former player or can you go back to the three-man booth like Monday Night Football used to be where you have a former player but you also have an insider to kind of – I like Jaworski when he was in there. I don't know what happened there. But,
you know, maybe three has started to be like maybe a little cluttered because you can't get everybody's opinion in. I mean, it works for
us. I wouldn't mind an insider and a former player.
That's what I'm saying. So you use two guys. Let one be knowledgeable. Let one bring some entertainment. Let them have a little back and forth banter. That's what works. I mean, we've seen it work plenty of times. It works every day here. So, I mean, I don't understand why they can't find that formula. ESPN as a whole has just seemed to decline because they keep trying to recycle what used to work and the times have changed. It's time for you to change. Now, that beatdown was brought to you by water.
What happened?
If you're thirsty, drink some.
I don't know what you're talking about. That wraps up Shots Fired. The Viking, responding to your third topic, says, smokescreen. The dude never talks to the media, but all of a sudden he's Chatty Cathy. He's hoping Baker drops who can trade up, or now that talk is picking up on Rudolph. He's hoping he falls to 27. The West Bank Hoodat. The need for speed is now the need for greed. Let Doral shine. Yet he has not done much, but he was never out there. Breeze, better than any LSU quarterback. Not even the question. Doral can fill the spot. Before he got hurt, that dude was going to take Brandon Coleman's spot last year.
Yeah, and I forgot who. Somebody in training camp hit him and took him out. Yeah.
Got hurt in preseason.
Yeah.
Exactly. Hour 3 coming up next. Don't go anywhere. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.